This audio is presented by Hacker Noon, where anyone can learn anything about any technology. How to watch the Harry Potter movies in order, by Jose. Even though the Harry Potter film series ended 13 years ago and the book series ended over 15 years ago, the Harry Potter universe still has a massive chokehold on pop culture. Spin-off movies and video games are still being made. Universal Studios theme parks across the world have specific sections dedicated to the world of Harry Potter. The franchise is still a big deal. However, it could be intimidating to a newcomer who never got around to reading the books or watching the movies. Well, don't fret, I'm here to help with that. Here are all of the Harry Potter movies in chronological order. The Harry Potter movies in order. 1. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. 2. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. 3. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. 4. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. 5. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. 6. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. 7. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 1. 8. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 2. 1. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, 2001. We begin our journey in Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. The first movie in the series, this film lays out all the groundwork for the next 7 movies by introducing the audience to the world of Harry Potter. We follow Harry as Hetu learns of the secret magic world, finds out he's a wizard, and enrolls in Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. But it's not all fun and games for Harry and his new friends, Ron Weasley and Hermione Granger. The threat of the mysterious evil and once powerful wizard Lord Voldemort looms in the air. So, the three friends go on an adventure to obtain the Philosopher's Stone before it can be used by Voldemort and his loyalists. 2. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, 2002. It's Harry's second year in Hogwarts, and he feels like he has a much better grasp on the magical world after a year. But there are still plenty of things to learn and plenty of secrets to uncover, specifically in Hogwarts. There is rumored to be a secret chamber within the school that houses an ancient creature. After that creature starts taking victims, it's up to Harry and his friends to find out the secret of the chamber and how to defeat the creature. Along the way, they'll find out more about the history of Hogwarts and a mysterious student of the past, Tom Riddle. 3. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, 2004. Philosopher's Stones and ancient creatures are one thing, but a serial killer escaping from a super prison specifically to kill you is on a whole other level. Sirius Black has broken out of Azkaban prison and Harry Potter and the entirety of Hogwarts is put on high alert. To protect the students, Dementors, creatures that serve as Azkaban's prison guards, are sent out to Hogwarts to keep an eye out for Sirius. Even though they're supposed to protect the students, they are terrifying. Specifically, to Harry. He'll have to overcome his fear of the Dementors, find Sirius before he finds him, and still pass his classes. He is still a teenager in school after all. 4. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, 2005. If you thought that Hogwarts was the only magical school in the world, you wouldn't be alone in thinking that. I did too. As it turns out, however, there are a plenty of other schools out there. They often compete with each other in an event called the Triwizard Tournament. One student from each school will compete in the tournament and take on dangerous obstacle after dangerous obstacle. Well, it's supposed to be one student per school. The other two schools chose their champions, and Hogwarts chose its champion in the form of Cedric Diggory. But these movies are called Harry Potter, not Cedric Diggory, so I think you know how this turns out. Harry is unceremoniously and surprisingly added to the tournament, and he has no choice but to compete in the Triwizard Tournament. 5. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, 2007. After the shocking events of the Goblet of Fire, the mood and atmosphere in Hogwarts changes dramatically. Harry publicly declares that Voldemort is back and puts everyone on edge, but there are many people, including a lot of Heisfellow students, who don't believe him and think it's just fear-mongering. That's not the only change in Hogwarts, however, as there's a new defense against the dark arts professor named Dolores Umbridge who acts as a dictator. With Voldemort returning and Dolores having a stronghold on the school, Harry Potter and his friends take it upon themselves to prepare against the Dark Lord. 6. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, 2009. Now that it's unmistakable that Voldemort has returned, preparations have started to defeat him. Professor Slughorn has a memory of Voldemort that he keeps close to his chest, preventing anyone from knowing what it's about. Although it's shrouded in secrecy, it can be inferred that it must be extremely important for Slughorn to be so protective about it. But there's another mystery afoot. Actually, there's two. One is about an old book, and the other is about Harry's old rival, Draco Malfoy. Harry comes across an old textbook that has unique spells scribbled on it by someone calling themselves the Half-Blood Prince. Meanwhile, Draco starts acting suspiciously, and Harry suspects he's working for Voldemort. Harry will have to find the truth behind the Half-Blood Prince and Draco before the end of the year. 7. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 1, 2010. It's Harry's final year of school, but he won't be attending. How could he? Voldemort is growing stronger by the second, and he's seemingly taken over the magic world. So, Harry, Hermione, and Ron go on a journey to try to weaken the Dark Lord. The one way to do that is by hunting down and destroying Voldemort's Horcruxes. The Horcruxes are pieces of Voldemort's soul. As long as he has at least one Horcrux, he remains unkillable. But along the way, they'll come across a fairy tale that ends up being true. The Deathly Hallows. Three powerful items that can make the user invincible. The set three items are the Elder Wand, the Invisibility Cloak, and the Resurrection Stone. 8. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 2, 2011. This is the end, the culmination of 10 years and 8 films. One final battle between Harry and his allies against Voldemort and his Death Eaters. And of course, it has to take place in Hogwarts. There's really not much to say about this film other than the fact that it's an amazing movie and a satisfying conclusion to this 8-film saga. It answers questions that fans have had for years, wraps up storylines, and gives a great farewell to our trio of heroes. You won't be disappointed. Read more. 1. Apple opens the emulation floodgates. Potentially 2. The MCU Phase 4 movies in order 3. The MCU Phase 3 movies in order. Feature image source. Thank you for listening to this HackerNoon story, read by Artificial Intelligence. Visit HackerNoon.com to read, write, learn, and publish.